Kelly tied it up. Lost it. Puck loose in front. And the Canadian scored. Gilchrist gets the goal to make it 2-0 with 9:18 left.
We actually had one game during the regular season, which I'm sure you're aware of. We were losing 2-0 to Montreal on home ice.
Andy Brickley was there November 16th, 1989.
We were down 2-0 with less than 5 minutes to go, and Kenny Linsman took a penalty. I mean, it looked like the game was over. You know, Patrick Waugh and Nets. I mean, and not only did we survive and kill the penalty, we won the game in regulation, you know, which was pretty memorable.
At the Boston line, is Ray Bourque forced back. Swings away from Courtauld. Leads the rush. Way to Linsman. Over the line. Up for Bourque. Bourque a shot. Ray Bourque from Ken Linsman with 2:25 left. The Bruins trail by one. Bruins break it up. Linsman puts it across in front. It is Bourque fighting for it into the corner. Behind the net to Brickley. Brickley holding in front. Billy scores! Cam Billy from Andy Brickley to tie the game at 2 with 2:06 left. Gilchrist in the center ice. He is hit on the play. Here comes Wesley over the line. Ludwig fell down. Wesley moving in. Shot scores! Wesley scores! And the Bruins lead 3-2!
The Bruins went on to take the President's Trophy in 1989-90 and disposed of Hartford in the opening round of the playoffs. Montreal eliminated Buffalo, setting up yet another Adams Division final showdown. Cam Neely knew what was ahead of them.
Well, we have to be prepared. We had to be mentally prepared to play them more so than we probably were against Hartford. And you know, we felt like we dodged a bullet in the first round because we knew we were a good team. We felt we could come out of the East. But we knew we had to step up our game.
Lemieux is open. He's going in. Oh, what a save by Moe. That's his best so far.
It was labeled.
Bart the galley now. Back to Bart. Shot right away. Stop. Rebound. Score. The Bruins score. It's to the line, and the Bruins win it.
Andy Moog stopped all 20 shots, and Dave Poulin's second period goal was all the Bees needed to take a 1-0 win in the opener. Game two was a grind. Montreal had 4 1-goal leads, but Boston fought back each time, and the game went to overtime.
Canadiens Dufresne. Harbinol had his stick lifted. Bruins galley side of the net. The Bruins come in there, score! Boston wins!
They were up 2-0, but all they had done was protect their home ice. Game three at the Forum would be the true test of what this Bruins team was made of.
Carter coming in with a shot, scores! Carter!
Lily up over the Canadian line, winds up, make the shot now, Bourque. He shoots, scores! Ray Bourque, and it's 2-0, Boston. Bourque cutting for the net, land on it. Goes after it again, now here's a shot, score! Centering it. It comes to Sweeney. Scores! Don Sweeney in from the blue line, and it's a power play goal for the Bruins. And they lead 5-2. Sweeney shot. Hit the goal post. He scores! Sweeney took the shot. Hit the goal post, and Poulin was there. And now it is Boston 6, Montreal 2. Boston wins it. And a convincing win it was for the Boston Bruins. 6-3 win over the Canadiens to go 3-up in the best-of-seven Adams final.
The Habs got a stay of execution with a 4-1 win in Game 4. But there were no ghosts to chase away back on Causeway in Game 5.
Poulin flipped it up to center ice. Furridge moving in. Gets a backhander. Scores! Furridge on a backhander. Short-handed. Drop on it. Along the boards, back of the net, it's centered. Here's Galley. High shot and rebound. And now Wesley scores. Wesley for Boston. Boston's on. And Patrick Roy is not. The net is empty at the other end. Chalio stepping up lively. It is going to be Neely. He's poking away.
Thank you. Did two series wins in 47 seasons make up for years of frustration? Ask Bob Sweeney.
I think so. I mean, I think we had a pretty good core of players that believed in it and were part of that team in 88 that kind of rode the wave there for 4 or 5 years. We had some epic battles, you know, 7 games, but we also had a sweep, you know, and I think there was another 5-game series. But it's always special when the Bruins and Montreal hook up, no matter, you know, if one team finished first and the other team finished fourth. Once it comes to playoffs, you know, anything can happen. And during that stretch of time, it was our time.
Now Gallagher from the blue line. He passed it off. Scored! Neely scores for Boston. The Bruins have a 1-goal lead and they have a power play ready. Scores! Neely in front of the net again. Now a pass it up. Scores!
That Game 5 hat trick highlighted the series between the two teams in 1991. It gave the Bruins a 3-2 lead in the series, but a Montreal overtime win 2 nights later forced a 7th game back in Boston.
Christian going hard for Boston. Scores! Christian scores for Boston! And on their last power play, remember in the second period, they were all over the Canadiens, couldn't get one by Roy.
For the first time ever, the Bruins beat the Canadiens in a Game 7. Then another series victory, this one a sweep a year later, and Brickley and the Bees had beaten the Habs 3 straight seasons.
When I came to the Bruins, my first playoff experience, we lost to the Montreal Canadiens, and all that did was remind me of all the heartache I suffered as a Bruins fan, you know, late 70s. I mean, I knew the Bruins won the Stanley Cup in 70 and 72 and didn't have to go through Montreal to win them. And then the Don Cherry years and the heartache, obviously 71, and it was just very fresh in my memory when we lost and in Montreal and playing against Bobby Smith, a guy that I didn't care for as a player. And it was amplified because he was, and I use him because I face off against him a lot in the series. Anyway, then the next 3 years, we beat the Canadiens every year in the playoffs. And that was, it wasn't my greatest thrill as a Bruin, but it's right near the top. You know, playing for the Cup in 90 was pretty special. And even though I suffered a lot of injuries in my years here, it was still great to be part of a team that beat the Canadiens, you know, 3 straight years in the postseason. And we went deep in the playoffs as a result of that. We were good teams. We had good players. We had balance. We had depth that was great. But to beat Montreal was about as gratifying a victory in the postseason that you can experience.
Another 7-game series win 2 years later in 1994 made it 4 straight and 5 of 6 for Boston. Then the rivalry took a break. The Bruins won only one postseason series between 1995 and the next time they faced Montreal in 2002. The Bees posted the best record in the Eastern Conference that season, outpacing the fourth-place Canadiens by 14 points in the Northeast Division. The two teams would meet in the first round, and in Game 3, it got ugly.
Sedman, he's got both goals looking for three. Oh, he's leveled. McLaren absolutely leveled Sedman. Kyle will draw a crowd, and Zednik is down.
That hit cost Kyle McLaren 3 games, which turned out to be the rest of the Bruins season, as the Habs revived the ghost of 1971 all over again.
Samsonov in his own zone, 12 seconds remaining, a long shoot-in on Theodore. And now, Surrey dumps it down the ice!
I don't believe in miracles, so I'm just, I felt pretty good the last couple of games. And like I said, sometimes it doesn't hit you, and sometimes it does. And the last 2 games, it was hitting me.
With Jose Theodore playing the role of Ken Dryden, the Bruins could only muster 2 goals in the final 2 games, both 2-1 Montreal wins. And the Habs took it in 6.
Turnover! Here's Murray! In! Scores! Glenn Murray wins it in overtime! The Bruins lead the series 3-1!
Well, I can tell you, I was so mad after that third loss in Montreal, the way it happened, and breakaway, and I think it was Glenn Murray that scored the goal, and so upset. And then I went home and I said, you know, how do we get ourselves back into this?
April 13th, 2004, Glenn Murray's double overtime goal put the Bees in the driver's seat in yet another first round matchup. Claude Julien coached that Montreal team.
The next morning we had a team meeting, and I really tried to minimize the picture, and for me it was a matter of, you probably know that the Boston team right now, being up 3-1 going at home, they feel like they've got the series, so if we can be really
really focus on this next game, bring it to 3-2. We'll have regained the momentum, and then we're going to be coming back in our building. And kind of made them believe that you think that if we win that next game and they come back in our building, we're going to let that one slip. By the time you know it, we're into game 7, and at that point, it's anybody's game. So really had a good chat with those guys and made them believe in the small picture and what it would give for the big picture, and then they bought into it. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to have good momentum coming in here for game 7, and, you know, it just seemed, I still remember reading the papers, and there was so much negativity in the Boston media of, you know, the giving up on the team and everything else. I really felt that, you know, they had that extra pressure on them and that we were coming in with a lot of, I guess, momentum. So I felt that felt confident about that game 7, and sure enough, we were able to pull it off.
And there have been some good chances, too. Here's Kovalev now, going back to the net, throws it in the crease, they score! Sednik jumping up in the play. Will the Montreal Canadiens knock off the Bruins again? Sednik puts the pincer on it. 2 years ago, Montreal upset Boston 4-2. Down 3-1, the Canadiens have come back to win a series for the first time in which they trailed 3-1.
Yeah, it was tough to swallow. I mean, you know, especially as a young guy, I think it's harder to understand, you know, everything that goes into it. I think as you get older, you realize how hard it is to win and to actually get there and to actually have a good team and have a chance to go far. So that year was definitely disappointing, even more so looking back with the team we had and what if, you know, it's you never want to ask that question.
It would be known in Montreal as Zednik's revenge. For Patrice Bergeron, it was his introduction to the heartache so many New Englanders knew all too well. And it would be the last time the Bruins would appear in the playoffs until 2008, when they'd meet Montreal once again in yet another series for the ages.
Sergei Kostitsyn to the right wing side of the Bruins zone, feeding it back out of Georges. Top of the left wing circle, Bouillon, a wrist shot, deflected, score! Bouillon let it go from the left wing side. It was tipped en route, and the Canadiens have the lead for the third time tonight.
April 19th at the Garden, the Bees had trailed the series 3-1, but a 5-1 win in Game 5 set up a Game 6 classic. The Canadiens led 3-2 midway through the third period. Julian had switched sides of the rivalry and was in his first season behind the Boston bench.
Well, that was probably one of the most exciting games, you know, I've been part of here. And I would say back then we had an average team. When you look at our roster today and you look at the roster we had back then, you know, we were trying to plug in some holes. But what we had was a team that had great belief, great energy, and a group of guys that were going to do whatever it took.
And off the draw, Savard to move it back right point to Ward. He'll throw it towards the net. Score! Milan Lucic deflects it in. It's 3-3. Great to play it down the ice. Stir him up ice. Speeds it out in front. Deflected. Score! Phil Kessel! And the Bruins have the lead! And the Bruins, after putting up 4 in the third in Game 5, they've scored 3 tonight. Now a deflection score. Higgins at the other end for Montreal. Coming right back to tie it on a pass on the doorstep. And just like that, it's 4-4. Sturm into the right corner. Gets the puck back. Sturm looking in the right circle. A wrist shot. Save Price. Sturm again. In front. Shot. Scores! Marco Sturm! And the Bruins lead it 5-4.
From one team scoring to the other one, getting back in the game and us finding a way to win. But, you know, you could tell, like, the electricity in the stands and what those, how excited those fans were. There's no doubt our team just built on that that energy that came from our fans, and there was no way we were going to let them down.
Well, I've been trying to play it with 10 seconds. Still loose at the side of the net. It squirts into the corner. Taken away by Krejci. Up ahead to Kessel. He'll clear the center. Breeze want to play it. And we'll go to Game 7.
Our guys on the bench were so alive and lively and excited to go back on the ice, and it was a great victory, you know, and just the way we competed for me was a tremendous from that group that a lot of people felt should have never even made the playoffs.
What a win for the Bruins tonight! The series is tied at 3-3.
It was a great victory, you know, and it was unfortunate because we went to Montreal and we really felt that, you know what, guys, the pressure really is on them. But we had a tough start. They got some early goals, you know, and some bad goals, and I remember that, and that was the end of it.
Puck is dropped at center ice. Mark Savard back behind the Bruin goal, and the Bruin season has come to an end.
as they lose in seven games to the Montreal Canadiens.
Boston would gain a measure of payback the next season with a sweep of the Habs in the opening round. But a painful overtime loss in Game 7 to Carolina ended their 2009 playoff run. Then the unthinkable collapse against Philadelphia in 2010, losing four straight after taking a 3-0 series lead. Those disappointments set the stage for maybe the Bruins' greatest triumph in the 90-year history of the rivalry, the Eastern Conference quarterfinal series in 2011.
And the Bruins, hearing it from the home crowd, in the opener of this best-of-seven series, that's it. They're shut out on home ice as the Canadiens take it by a final of 2-0. He'll feed it out to center. Well, the boos raining down in the garden as Gill is knocked down to the Montreal line. Marchand jamming away at it. But time's going to run out on the Bruins, and they are in deep trouble. They're down 0-2 in this series, heading to Montreal for games 3 and 4.
Everyone around us were counting us out, you know, thinking I'm going to Montreal, tough building to play in, and already down by two, and I'm guessing people are thinking they're lucky if they come out of there with one win, you know, and down 3-1. But honestly, the mood in the room and the mood, like, with the coaches and everyone around us, like, as a team, was really confident. And we knew we played some bad hockey in the first two games, but it was a long series. And, you know, we've learned that year before we lost to Philly, being up by three games, and we stopped playing. And we knew that the toughest thing to do is to actually finish a series and win the fourth game. So we had plenty of hockey left. So the mood was actually, it wasn't bad at all.
I really felt calm. I felt confident. I know I talked to the team after the second loss at home, and we talked about, again, just going in there, worrying about winning one game. The first game, if we could get back on track here, we would be fine. And we had to do that. And, you know, our guys, and I remember Mark Recchi backing me on that and talking to the players about his situation with Carolina. I think it was same situation with Montreal, and they were down 2-0, went back to Montreal, and they ended up winning that series. So he had been part of that thing that I was trying to make the guys believe in.
Bergeron has Krejci coming in front. Krejci, score! Long wrist shot, blocker save, Price trying to run it in front. Score! From behind the net, Nathan Horton put it in. Beverly with a steal in front, score! Now Kelly through center, set an empty net in front of him. Kelly over the blue line to the net, and he scores! Chris Kelly is being hounded all the way by Subban, but he finished it off into the empty net. Three games played in this series, and the road team has won all three, and a huge win for the Bruins in Montreal tonight, as they take game 3 by a final of 4-2.
They were back in the series, and with 2 days off before game 4, Julian decided it was time for a little side trip.
We went there, won that first game, and then I still remember, you know, we ended up going to Lake Placid, and then all of a sudden everything came out that we were looking for the miracle on ice. So it was pretty amazing, because, you know, we really had a good time there. We really were able to kind of relax and then really keep our mind on hockey, but at the same time get away from the hustle and bustle that goes on in Montreal. And then when we came back for that second game, that I remember we went in overtime.
And back through center comes Peverly with Kelly and Ryder. Up ice, Peverly left side, wrist shot, and he missed the net. Now trying to center it, Kelly, Ryder, wrist shot, score! Michael Ryder in front, and the Bruins win it in OT, and the series is tied, 2 games apiece.
It was the Ryder line, and with Peverly, and if I recall, I think it was Kelly at center, and those guys just did a great job, and were good that game, and they scored a winning goal. So we just came back home, had lots of confidence, and just kind of took the series on from there.
Horton settling it along the left wing boards. Carries it out to the blue line and drops it off for Lucic. Lucic looking. Dropped it to Ferentz. Left side. Wrist shot. Straight cross. Rebound score! Nathan Horton in double OT! And the Bruins lead the series 3-2! 10 seconds. Horton over the Canadian line right side. Trying to feed it to the slot. Picked off by Gill and cleared. Plekanec will send it all the way down ice. But that's going to do it. And we'll have game 7 in Boston tomorrow night.
We've got to go out there and play our game. And play to win, and what's in the past is in the past, and you got to play for the present. And this is pretty simple message, but that's the message that you have to have in playing those types of games. You got to put everything behind you and look at what you need to do here to win.
Feeds it out to Boychuk on the right point. His drive, score! Johnny Boychuk, high glove on Price, and the Bruins with a 1-0 lead, 3:31 in. Puck loose, high slot, Recchi has it, right shot, score! Mark Recchi from the slot to the stick side on Price, and the Bruins are up 2-0. Cavalieri left wing circle across right side. Wrist shot score, Yannick Weber. And the Canadians get on the board. Lukanich looks to break. Short-handed, a breakaway down the middle. Shot score! And the Canadians have tied it at 2. Ferentz, wrist shot, deflected, save. Rebound score! Chris Kelly in front on the backhand. And the Bruins have a 3-2 lead. Wisniewski being chased down by Bergeron. He'll
take
turn
a penalty.
The net. Oh, they're going to call Bergeron for a penalty. Now into the zone, Plekanec right side, looking. Feeds it high slot. Subban a drive, and he scores. From the top of the left wing circle on the power play, PK Subban ties it with a minute 57 left. And this series will be decided in sudden death in Game 7.
I think the mood is really about being focused and just keeping things simple, especially as the game goes on. You know, as the overtime goes on, you guys get tired. So it's about keeping things simple and go out there and just enjoy the moment.
And no one would enjoy the moment like Nathan Horton.
Anything can happen in the playoffs, no matter where you're up 3-0, you're down 2-0. Things can turn. You just got to work through it until you get that fourth win because, like everyone says, that's the hardest one to get.
On the right side, puck deflects in the air. McQuaid gloves it down, loose puck into the right corner, and McQuaid pushes it now for Lucic. He'll glove it, feed it high slot. Horton, little room, his drive, score! Nathan Horton wins Game 7 in overtime, and the Bruins beat the Canadiens 4-3.
I don't remember too much, but I remember Lucic coming up with the puck, and I just tried to get open, and you know, I tried to put the puck towards the net, and you know, luckily it got deflected off someone, and it went straight in, and that's all I remember. I mean, it's pretty special again. It doesn't get any better.
I think it felt pretty good, because if you look back, like my first year here, we took Montreal to 7 games and lost that 7th game in Montreal. We know the last couple of years has been Carolina, and it's been Philadelphia, you know, so I saw some of the stats of the Bruins in the 7th game, so you feel happy, and it happened in our building. Our fans are, you know, we're excited, elated to see that goal go in, and it was nice to reward our fans with that because they've been punished enough.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.